Welcome to Off Dice and Myths, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast with a radio show twist. Back to the Isle of Destiny, Season 2, Episode 4. This is Casey, your lore master. I am playing Nesrin, who is... I almost said Atara, okay? I miss my girl. I am playing Nesrin, who is a human barbarian. Yeah.
When in doubt, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am Cameron, and I'll be playing Dazernan, Ranger Half-Elf. I forget if there's anything else I need to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you're a huge nerd.
I mean, we're all nerds here.
You have to say, yeah, otherwise yeah. You're not done.
All right, fuck it. Yeah.
Very well. So I'm Evan, and I'll be playing Asin, son of Saoirse. I'm a man-witch warlock from the Highlands.
I think he's done.
And I'm Ashley, and I play Sky, the human monk.
Yeah.
It counts.
Yeah.
It counts. It's my own way of doing it.
Who is making that weird noise at the end of the table right now?
That
who is that?
Is who is that?
The resident II.
I what?
I believe I's make that noise.
Oh, yes.
They look like they would make that noise.
It looks like something they would make. But otherwise, I am Ben, and I am playing all of the trees today.
Woo.
But only the trees. None of the rest of any of the inanimate objects could show up, so... yeah!
We're on the ground. Where's the trees, guys?
Yep, none of them. So,
I forgot.
Night session, everyone. Woo!
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Oh, let me know if you need some trees.
This is just us walking around in a cave looking for trees.
Yep.
I think we're going to fail this quest, guys.
Never mind the really short, 2-foot-tall, grinny dude that we met last time.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not a tree.
No,
he's not a tree.
Are you sure he's not just bluffing it?
Well, can you ever really be sure? If it's a good enough bluff check, would you even be able to tell?
I mean, I would hope so. But then again, I'm not the smartest person at the table.
Neither am I.
Wait, who is then?
I don't know.
Nobody is. That's the secret. It's the table. You're not at the table. You're table adjacent. It's a whole different category. But nonetheless, when we last left...
Goodness gracious.
Last left our inept, intrepid adventurers, you had just traversed your way through several puzzles, feels perhaps a bit generous for both of our ends.
Oh, no. Let's be completely honest here. We just found 2 doors, and that was the entire episode.
Pretty much. In fact,
yeah.
It could even be a door in episode with...
We got through 2 of them.
That is true.
Because there were 2 doors. We got there. We
almost quit.
So I finally figured it out.
The last of the proverbial brick dust drifting off of your forehead after just busting through that wall. It's amazing what a solid forehead can accomplish.
I'm lost. Did I skip an episode?
Yeah, we spent... There was an entire episode where I just spent entirely just headbutting the wall and we were able to break through it.
Oh.
Yes. Turns out Jell-O is a bit resistant to headbutts.
It's actually really resistant. It took a while.
Oh, that'd be like headbutting a waterbed.
Pleasant?
Well, nonetheless, you're traversing down one further tunnel. It opened up into a larger room for everyone. Internal, I believe ziggurat was used, like one comprised of just like two layers, steps.
Yeah.
At the top of the stairs, you found the previously described creature. And we had left off with a bit of an insult, I suppose, is this...
When we started, my bad.
Yes.
Yes. You all find yourselves at the bottom of the stairs currently, as this creature is standing at the top of them. What would anyone like to do?
Oh, hey, we're looking for someone. Have you seen him in here?
Hey, it goes by the name
Fagar.
Fagar.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That one, yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at Fagar. Have you seen him around here?
Well, you're a bit daft, because I've already mentioned that you found yourself in the presence of said Fagar.
Okay,
I wouldn't expect much more out of pesky mortals in my bloods like you.
Okay, yeah, but where? Like, it's not you, right? I mean, he's probably somewhere working, lurking in the shadows, right?
I think the thing is, we're expecting you to be a little taller. Maybe a bit more baller. Maybe have a shot collar with a 20-inch blade. At least. Instead, you're just here, and you're like... does anyone want to play kick the baby with me? Desernin, let's play kick the baby.
All right. It's been a while since I played the game.
You think your words be clever and quick, but soon you'll be fined. I can't say that. This is the children appropriate thing. Oh, darn.
Hey, there are children here, and Asim covers Desernin's ears. Now you can say it.
Oh,
gosh. Says the baby of the party.
Oh, yes.
You think your words be quivering.
God. Quiver.
Clever and quick. But you'll quickly find the tables have turned and your expectations so.
Was there a table here?
I was expecting a rhyme. All right. sorry, I'm putting a lot of pressure on you, Fager. I really did expect like a real big monster because we have fought those before.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint. Let me leave you something a bit more, I don't know, tempestuous to deal with in the meantime.
Oh, that's a big word. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that one means.
He kind of shimmers, and as he does, the natural light that had been coming through this square cut in the very center of the room suddenly begins to darken, and there's the rumble of thunder. And suddenly, I gave you guys kind of some rough dimensions of the rooms, but it does have a fairly high ceiling. and in this high ceiling area, in the bit of light that makes its way up there, it suddenly seems as if the shadows begin roiling and amalgamating themselves into gosh darn it thunderclouds. In this cave, underground, it has begun to rain. It starts off with a light drizzle. Rain sounds. Drip, drip, drip. Potato chip. we're all currently in the room. And you all would notice that water that's coming down isn't going anywhere. The small little outlet that the little crick that shaped its way around the ziggurat. Its little outlet's just a tiny little grate. And this water is very quickly building up.
You realize you're in the same room with us, right?
Oh, he like shimmered and disappeared.
Oh, did he? Okay.
As
you screamed to the void.
As these clouds, yeah.
Okay.
Did you say that there was like an opening to the sky above, correct? Or was that just more of a square of...
It's like a shaft cut into the earth that's probably like a 3-foot by 3-foot shaft. But it stands probably a good like 10 feet from the top of this little ziggurat.
Well, we all know how to swim, right?
Right. Yeah.
We really won't need to. Does anyone have some rope real quick? We can just sort of tie everyone's together real quick. Just give me a moment. Asim goes over to the wall. There's a spell for this. And if you'll allow me to find it. Asim is going to cast Spider Climb on himself.
Spider Climb?
Spider Climb.
Oh.
Gains the ability to move up, down, and across vertical surfaces and upside down along ceilings while leaving its hands free. And so he taps his staff right up against the wall, and he says, "Ukiglitske," and I imagine that when this happens, there's an aura of light that goes directly down to his feet and hands, and it's like a Tobey Maguire Spider-Man style close-up of the little follicles coming out from his fingertips. And then so he starts like Spider-Manning up the wall, and then he says, "All right, hand me some rope, and then I'll get up there and tie it to a tree or something. And you can pull yourselves up. Easier than waiting around and swimming, right?"
Aye, probably.
Yeah. Aren't there stairs going up the ziggurat, or no?
There's a staircase leading to the top tier of the ziggurat, yeah.
But it's not...
But it's not going to go straight out like we need it to. So that's his plan.
Yeah, that just gives you his 50-foot rope he has.
I don't remember if there was a particular amount of rope we had, but yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
10-foot rope.
We've been kind of
kinda
playing semi-loose with things like lengths of rope. Assuming you guys didn't bring, like...
Guys, look, I brought my foot-long piece of rope. It has enough to make one knot.
Yep. Oh, like tie something to something? No, no, just a knot on its own.
I like practicing.
That's how I practice my knot-tying skills.
That's all I brought.
Nesrin.
Right? Didn't know he'd be climbing anything today.
You practice your knot-tying, then.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going to be climbing. He will.
And it's great, because you all can practice that, as I want each of you to make a dexterity check for me right now.
Oh. Ooh!
A dexterity save, specifically.
That's better for me. Okay, that's going to be 13 for me.
13 for Discerning.
17.
17 for Nesrin.
23.
23 for Sky.
That was a 14.
Yeah, 14 for Osine. So, as you all are prepping said ropes... and everything. The localized rain clouds in the kitchen. No, you may not see them. Or the Aurora Borealis. Have begun to get a little, tempestuous. As Fagir was so inclined to declare on his way out. And little arcs of lightning have begun going between them. Ooh. And fortunately, as Discernin and Osine are handing off some of the supplies, one of these arcs of lightning reaches down to the floor and zaps right next to him, and you will take 6 points of lightning damage each.
Yowza!
Oofta.
I'm sorry, who?
Me and
Discerning and OC.
The boys.
I maintain concentration, folks.
Ooh.
In case you were wondering.
Woo! Ah! Oh, the bastards have some actual lightning in them.
But what?
The clouds up there. They've got a bit of fight to them.
Ooh.
Aye, well, why don't you stay here and fight the clouds, and the rest of us will climb up and we'll go after this guy.
Fight the clouds? What are you, daft?
Osine continues kind of scurrying.
So I will say, reaching the top of the ziggurat, it's about 10 feet from there to this, like, ceiling that has the shaft in it. So getting up into the shaft itself does present a bit of an obstacle.
Even if I can walk vertically and upside down.
Well, I guess you can go all the way around the ceiling. Okay. I was like, you're missing something here. That would make sense.
He just walks right up the wall and kind of makes sure his kilt doesn't have a little faux pas at all.
So we're just like, don't look.
Quick, everyone, look.
Shield your eyes!
In the meantime, I'm just going to climb up to the top of the ziggurat so we're not out in the water.
Osine, as you climb through this, make a constitution check for me.
Oh. All right. Well, that's a 4.
Oh, well, that means, unfortunately, it's the cold rain whips at you. You will take, 5 cold damage.
Wow.
It's almost like shards of ice poking you real good.
Oof. Ooh. Ooh.
You doing okay up there?
Osine is huddling against the wall of this shaft, humming Itsy Bitsy Spider to himself.
Fortunately, the cold winds are going just right up the skirt. Nesrin and Sky, what are you two doing as Discernin has begun ascending the ziggurat, getting out of the... ankle deep in the bottom tier now. It shows no sign of relenting.
I guess we gotta start climbing up the Zurad, I guess. Going up the stairs.
Yeah. Go up the stairs. I'm gonna put on my fairy mask of seeing, and since he just kind of shimmered away, I'm going to see if he's still in the room.
Okay. Make a perception check for me.
Ooh. Twice in a row. That is going to be a dirty 20.
Dirty 20. So, as you put on your fairy mask, does help with the rain a little bit. And they are kind of glasses after all. And, yeah, the rain's gotten a little nippy. And looking up into these clouds in the corners as they... God, I'm stuck on royal. I like royal. You know what word doesn't get used enough? Royal. We're going to fix that single-handedly with this podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to Roiling Myths of Roiling Dice.
I was going to say the Royal Rumble, but...
Oh, there we go. That
you guys have both great ideas.
It's going to be our combat spinoff.
We just do combat.
In these roiling thunderclouds in the corners, you see what one would be to your left from where you currently are. Up in the corner is... I don't want to say human shape, the potato-shaped figure that you had previously doing, think of it as like a Spider-Man in the corner. It's just kind of attached to the wall there. Kind of like I was going to call you obscene.
Obscene. Obscene.
Wait, that was season one? I've turned over a new leaf.
Had some character growth.
We're family friendly now.
Also our explicit spin-off. But you do see this figure perched in the corner to the left of you.
But it's not Osine.
It is not Osine.
Oh, okay.
It is of a similar wall clinginess as Osine, but a bit more potato-shaped.
Hey, Sky. Can I use one of your dart things?
I just hand her one of my darts.
Cool. How far away is he?
It's probably about 40 feet away from you.
40 feet. How far do you think I can throw this?
It's an excellent question. I'm not really sure. You should just throw them and hope it sticks.
So it has a range of 2060.
2060? So 60 if I really chuck it?
So yeah, that means you have disadvantage on the roll, but you can throw it up to 60 feet.
Ah.
What are you guys talking about over there?
He's still here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Where this ends up is hopefully where he's at. He's in the corner. I see you, Fega.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I do. I'm going to throw something pokey at you if you don't stop the storm.
No, you most certainly don't. You have no idea what I am.
Yeah, corner. I see you.
Corner, you said? In the corner, you said?
Yeah, in the corner.
Desiree's going to take an arrow out and just shoot at the corner. That she's kind of been gesturing to.
Oh, don't hit him!
I thought that was the idea.
No!
Be polite!
We're going to make an attack roll with disadvantage.
Well, hold on. I'm pausing myself since they're telling me not to now.
Okay. So we'll say right before you release it.
Like, we're trying to be nice.
I'll prove that I can see you. I'm going to throw something at you and I'm going to miss you, all right?
Well, if you don't know where I am, it seems like missing me would be pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. Well, shut up! 11. What is that? That's Dex, right?
It's a Dex.
Yeah, so it will be at disadvantage because of the range and the obscuration.
Well, I managed to roll a 10 after, so that's going to be a 9.
I guess, what were you aiming for?
I was aiming for, like, right below him. You know, like how in cartoons, sometimes stuff will, like, it's funny when things hit just below, between the legs, like that.
Ah, implied genital mutilation.
Mutilation is a bit harsh in this scenario.
Well, that is fair. I mean, I don't know. I've always imagined, Sky's darts being like lawn darts. So essentially just a sharpened needle.
They're bar darts.
They're not. Yeah, they're like bar darts.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we discussed. They're like wooden bar darts.
I imagine like at most like 7 inches.
Well, that's much less 1d4. So Nesrin does give the dart a little toss in the corner, and it clatters across against the stone, probably about 6 feet down from Fager. That's loose little.
See, you missed. Told you don't know where I am.
I know where you are.
No, you don't.
Here, you just tell me where to aim and then I'll try.
Yeah, did you see where I missed? Hold on, I have to maths.
And as Nesrin's mapping
four
it out.
4 feet we're just like, above that.
Oseen, you've managed to crawl all the way across the ceiling and have made your way shivering to the shaft.
Oh, the itsy bitsy spider. Wait, what's everyone yelling about?
Apparently Faga's still here, he's just in the corner.
Oi, show yourself, you coward. I'll arm wrestle you right up here on the ceiling.
No! No! I never liked arm wrestling, I thought it was barbaric.
Alright, shin kicking. Never mind, I don't want to punch you into the next room.
Why, you'd suck at the noble sport of shin kicking anyway, I'm sure.
Oh, you take that back, Highlanders are the best at this sport and you know it.
I have a question. Since he mentioned about the door, is there still the hallway that we came out of that the water is going through?
Yes, but it seems to just be filling up as well. And there was a small incline as you guys were coming out, maybe like 6 inches over 50 feet or so.
It's one hell of an entrance ramp, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Easy on the hands.
It's just filling up with water as well in this hallway.
I was curious if that was actually making a difference or if just the cube was just starting to absorb the water now.
Just shooting it back.
Was a water.
Why isn't the room flooding? Did you guys leave the door open? Yeah? Ah, dang it.
Don't tempt me. I'll turn the cube into a Blastoise.
Luckily, it's facing away.
For now.
Yes.
Based on this shouting match, is there any way Asim could get an idea of where he is? Because I'm about to chuck a rock.
So Fagir's voice is kind of bouncing around the room and doesn't give you too much indication. However, you are able to ascertain the basic corner they're talking about. I imagine there are some gestures being thrown around as these discussions happen. And I would say you would be able to make an attempt. With spider climb. I don't know if you can traditionally attack with it active, but I'll allow one at disadvantage.
Yeah, it says it's more of a concentration. It's more of a movement-altering spell.
Yeah.
Your hands are free, though.
Yeah, hands are free, technically. I like the image of him crawling up like Spider-Man, but he can just walk, according to the spell.
So you have spider shoes, then?
Essentially. It's like gravity boots.
Very misled.
He is the man spider.
I was... God, no. Oh, that's terrible.
The logistics of it are to the imagination.
Yes, yes. This is just me being a pain in the ass, right?
Essentially, yes. so aren't we all?
In one way or another.
Sure. Asin's gonna charge up a magic stone with a Bayazaza, and he's gonna chuck it. Is this gonna be like, you tell me.
We'll say it's with disadvantage.
That's what I thought. Just making sure. Well, that's probably gonna not be great. Yep, cool. I rolled a 3 and a 4, so it was destined for failure. So that's going to end up being a total of a 9.
Still not bad for Mons. But, yes, you. Do you, like, sling the stones, or are you just throwing them?
Right? Oh, no, he's just, like, throwing them like a skipping stone. Just...
So it just kind of clacks off of one of the corners. Click, click, click.
Hey, and there's more where that came from.
Hey, there's rocks everywhere all around. I'm sure you'll find another one to pitch in a corner somewhere. But in the meantime... It would be rude of me to not give something in return.
And everyone make a dexterity check.
Oh. Oof.
Oh, that's cocked, isn't it?
No.
It looks cocked.
I don't know, buddy.
From my angle, it looks cocked.
It looked from my angle that it was cocked. It's not even better.
Only slightly better.
That will be an 8.
Eight?
I got a 10.
10?
18.
And Nesrin?
Oh.
That's a 9.
Well, this time Sky is the only one that manages to avoid the...
No!
Forking lightning coming across the room. That darn forking lightning. Although, it's not forking that hard, I guess, because you will all only take 2 lightning damage.
All right.
Hey, it's more than I wanted to.
Would you stop doing that?
Your hair looks funny. It's set it on head.
So big. Hi, so is Netherlands.
But yours.
Well, like,
Mine always looks like this.
Does Nesrin still have it in the braids at all?
Not anymore.
Oh, darn. I was going to be like, the braids are just sticking straight up.
All right.
Sky's just like, fine. She's like, hi.
Nesrin, you said he's in that corner, yes?
Yeah, he's right there. I'm going to point to him, directly at him.
How are you able to see him?
It's my mask.
Bites his thumb at you.
She makes the face that you stick your thumbs on your cheeks and wiggle your fingers.
Oh, careful, it might get stuck that way.
Oh, yeah, it's much prettier. Said whatever. Fight me, figure.
Would you be alright if I borrowed it for a quick moment?
Borrow what?
Your mask.
Well, I think you have to, like, adjust to it because I couldn't really see.
Oh, okay.
I mean, with it on before, but everything was too bright.
Okay, I see what you're
doing. Yeah.
I could just give it a shot anyways.
Do it.
Just no.
Magical items.
Magical items. It's not gonna work for attunement. You. So
I'm going to try to launch an arrow at the corner that we've been shouting at.
Lovely. Go ahead and make an attack roll with disadvantage. It should be noted around this time that the water has actually reached a decently substantial depth. It's beginning to lap at the... about three quarters of the way up the first tier.
Ah. That's
three. You're going to say three quarters of the way up, and I was like, damn, how'd I get up here so fast?
Water's gotten really deep, actually.
It's like, oh, God!
So it's probably about 5 feet. And yes, there are three tiers.
Oh, God, I would drown in there.
Like, if it reached the third one, that would be your new ankles.
Okay. My new ankles.
My new ankles.
But it's only going to be a 9 hit.
So as you snap off an arrow into the quarter, hear the now familiar sound of...
it clanking against the wall.
Yeah, it was going to be like steel hitting stone, but we've had stone hitting stone and dart hitting stone. But the sound of, yes, this kind of clink. But Esrin, you have noticed that with this inaccurate, but certainly persistent barrage coming towards Fager, he has begun scuttling across the room to the adjacent corner as well.
He's moving again.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes.
No, she's lying to you.
Where is he moving now?
Going to the adjacent corner.
Oh, no. What if I go back?
Oh, now he's going back. Now I have to do a play-by-play of everywhere Fager goes. Will you just... why?
Do you want me to try to hit him?
I could return the same question. Why are you all going to so much trouble and not just drowning like you probably should?
Why should we drown?
Because you're all gross. I don't like you.
We're all gross, and yes. We gotta wash off our mud blood. I get it.
What does that mean?
It's like... I think I just realized what that means.
Well, what does it mean?
You two have pointy ears.
Yeah, what?
But you're human, so you're not completely human.
Neither of you are normal.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
They're making fun of us again.
I'm not making fun of you. It's just the truth. Maybe you're...
As the scene's just, like, hanging upside down from this shaft, just like, come on, we're totally normal.
We're totally normal. Look at me. It's like, yeah.
We're like, look at each other. Like, I look up, he looks down at me. We're just like, what are you talking about?
You two, besides
you
the other...
Spider-Man kiss right now.
Ew!
Wait, I thought he was, like, feet above us.
Well, all right, so if he's approximately 5 feet something, and you're approximately 5 feet something, and he's hanging from the ceiling, and you're standing up, it's perfect.
I thought this roof was a lot higher.
It's just 10 feet.
No, it's like 10 feet from the top of the tier.
Okay, got it.
From like the bottom of the floor, it was like 50 feet up.
Okay, that's where I was. What had the description?
Oh, okay, yeah, from the top where you guys are now, it's only about 10 feet.
Nice.
but Spider-Man kiss aside.
Look, just because we have pointy ears doesn't mean we're not just the same as you guys.
You can do magic.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you did the weird wind thing and you can speak tree.
Okay, it was weird that I could speak tree. And the wind thing, that's just a technique.
Well,
there was weird, like, magic sounds that happened with it.
Wait, hold on. I think we're forgetting a critical thing here.
Yeah.
Fager's a dick.
He is.
So what does that mean?
Well, it means I'm a right dick, and you're finally starting to figure it out a bit.
I mean,
took you long enough. I mean, I know that there's probably not but porridge up in your craniums, but my golly gosh.
We kind of knew that walking in here that you were a dick.
Yeah, you're hogging all the ley line.
Well,
that's the thing.
If I don't, then you'll take it. There won't be none left for us! You'll just be greedy!
As I said,
you'll
I
just take it all!
Take it where?
As I said, I don't even
use away with you! Ho ho ho! You think you don't use magic? Boy, you're using magic all the dang time, but you pretend you aren't, just to take it from us. No, you greedy mortals and mudbloods, you'll take it all. You'll never be happy with enough. You'll always just want more and more.
Well, that's the thing. We are mortal. Like, we are born with a hunger, so...
Aye, the same goes for you. You're just hogging it for yourself.
No, it's my place to have it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Who says?
I say. The cycle says. It's always been this way. It's mine, and I can't let you take it.
I don't think you've always have it, because it seems like Maggie's making a deal of that you haven't.
Maybe I shared a little bit more before, but times are different. With these greedy mortals coming across now, I can't risk you taking all of it.
We're not going to take all of it. We're just going to evenly distribute it and then have a little bit extra left over for us.
Well, okay, sounds like communist propaganda to me, okay?
What's a communist?
Well,
it must be a fey thing.
You know how they say it takes a village?
Oh. Yeah, that's fucked up. I don't agree with that. Oh, I swore. Damn it. I was the only one who's done it so far.
All right. It's irrelevant to have this battle over property rights because it's not really your property to own all of magic. I think that's a bit much, even for you, you little potato man.
You flatter me with the comparison to the spud of life. But nonetheless, I can't let you have it.
Well, then we don't need it.
Just going to abuse it.
What
if
we...
Use it wrong.
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Maybe, I don't know.
Shut up.
No.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Fager is a belligerent little shit.
I could give you my bow since you seem to see him, actually.
Ah, you know, that's a good idea. Here, hand me your
bow. Yeah, take this bow and a couple arrows to help with that.
I try and notch it. And pull
like
it.
That.
All right. This is really... Oh, wait, I'm strong. This is actually really easy. All right. And I'm trying...
Hold on.
Nesrin, the arrow's backwards.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I thought that felt weird. Feathers towards the face, not pointing.
What? Wondered how it was going to poke him.
All right, fine. Shite. Nesrin?
Yeah?
You got to be my eyes. And Asin stands up and he starts... walking across the ceiling with his arms out as if he's going to go grab Fager. But he doesn't know where Fager is, so you have to catch
him. Ah, cold. Cold. Cold means bad. Cold. Go.
It's cold up here anyway. Okay.
Warm means good, yeah?
As... yeah, so you are, like, walking back into the storm clouds a bit. So even if you did have an idea of where he roughly was, it very much would be a game of hot and cold. anyway, so let me think as a DM how to best facilitate this game of hot and cold.
Which is...
I've never played.
I have a smarter thing I could have done, but I remember that Asin is an idiot.
Can confirm.
Remember, Fortuna favors the bold, which are usually idiots, so, you know.
The magical tuna fish of fortune.
Yeah.
Tuna. Yes.
He flaps also known as the chicken of the sea.
Yes.
The chicken of the sea.
Let's go ahead and have Asin make a survival check and Nesrin make a not dicey check.
Oh, okay.
Wisdom or intelligence, whichever is higher for you. And just a check for that.
That's an 18 for wisdom.
Survival, right?
Survival, yes.
Cool. He has proficiency in that, but it is only an 8.
Nesrin, you managed to guide Asin to the right quadrant of the room. However, Asin, after getting quite a stiff breeze up the kilt last time, is a bit hesitant in the cold winds and has taken this extra precautions to buffer himself from the freezing wind and rain, and unfortunately a bit distracted. You may try again if you like, as Fager.
Oh, just stumbling around in the rain now, are you? Sounds just about right. That's your plan for the world, isn't it? Just stumble around until you kick something, isn't it?
And your plan is just to stay down here, hiding away, huh?
Yes, it's worked out great so far. And it's been lovely for me.
Really? Has it? It sounds really boring. I'm making him talk as much as possible.
Asine would like to crawl down and end up back on the ground. Maybe even with help from Dazern and just be like, here, grab my hand, and then I'm going to let go of my feet. I'm going to flip down.
Okay, so you're going to the center of the
pyramid. I would like to be on, here, on I'll just the catch ground. With, like, yeah, just catch me! Ah. Perfect. Because Asin would like to do his smart move now, and that is to go up to Nesrin and cast Spider Climb on her.
Oh.
Ukigliske. And Nesrin, you feel that same scenario situation of your fingers feeling like getting sticky almost.
Oh, why are my hands sticky?
Your toes too. And he says, all right, go play tag with Fager because you're the only one who can see him.
All right. Do I have to take my shoes off?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
He didn't have to.
Okay. Magic.
That's the magic of it.
Spider shoes. Spider shoes.
Doing the thing that you do in elementary school where you put a shit ton of Elmer's glue on your hands and then you pull it apart and it looks like spider webs and I'm distracted.
I think you mean high school.
High school.
Just kidding. I think you mean like last week.
I think you mean grad school.
I think you mean right now. I think you mean right now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna. Scene's not strong. Dez, you're pretty strong, right?
I know how to throw my weight if I need to.
Can you throw my weight onto the ceiling?
Yeah, you can. You just reach up with your hands, grab it with your hands, and then just lift you up there.
Giving a leg up with the old cupped hands technique.
Yes.
Nesrin's a lot like one of those sticky hands right now. As long as you get her there, she's gonna stick.
Oh, good.
I'm there. But out of curiosity, let's have an acrobatics check from Nesrin and an athletics check from the Dazern.
Okay, at least it's athletics.
Aren't you better at acrobatics?
Oh no, that's a 6.
That's a 9.
Hey.
96.
I mean, I am better at acrobatics by 1 point.
So, I was just going to see which one of you got higher because,
we both rolled 7s.
Yeah. Oh, dang, that really did come down to your mods.
Yeah.
Well, Dazernan, in your effort to, you know, you really want to show Nesrin that you can throw your weight around. You just kind of throw all of your energy into this cupped foot to get her up there.
Hup, hup.
And it is a bit quicker than Nesrin is expecting.
Oh,
and
God.
It very much is. Kind of, yeah, you just smack against the ceiling. And you stick.
Really?
Sorry about that.
It's fine.
Like gravity's just been flipped.
Ow. Oh, that. Okay. Where is that little pest?
I don't know. Last I heard, he moved somewhere around over there.
Nowhere!
Yeah, I see him.
He's in the same adjacent corner.
All right. I'm going to run over there. Oh, thank you.
Giving you a refresher on what spider climb does.
Spooter climb. Spooder climb.
So spell ends, one willing creature you touch gains the ability to move up and down and across vertical surfaces and upside down across ceilings while leaving its hands free. The target also gains a climbing speed equal to its walking speed. Awesome. And it is concentration.
On me.
On you.
Yeah.
Don't get distracted.
No, I'm watching. This is going to be fun. I'm ready to catch him when you knock him down.
Hold him still. Let's see if I can get a shot on him.
So yes, Nesrin, you are now on the ceiling. What would you like to do on the ceiling?
I would like to watch him and go for him, but hopefully my party members are still yelling at him so he gets distracted.
I think we're watching you at this point.
Oh, he's just watching me quietly.
Asin is gladly throwing rocks his direction.
Yeah.
One channel direction of sound.
I'll just point.
I'll pick up some of the rocks that he has in the satchel too and just try to throw them over there as well.
Ding, 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 ding.
He actually got me down. Yes,
I'm just gonna go get Fega.
And I don't think Asin is bothering to do magic on these rocks. It's just like chucking rocks at a sound in the corner.
And you're just kind of throwing them in the corner. You're not.
Yeah, and like trying to like get near Fega.
Okay.
Like where his voice is coming from.
Okay.
We think he's in the corner. We're just gonna throw at the corner.
You know how sometimes in a plan you have people who are doing the plan and then you have people who are distracting people so other people can do the plan? That's what's happening right now.
Yeah, that.
We're the decoys.
Yeah, that. I will say Nesrin's not an overly subtle image across the ceiling, but as you guys are doing your best to kind of distract Fager, and he's...
Oh, I think you almost were on the right side of the room for that one, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, I almost felt that one brush across my ear. If my ear were on me ass. Just kidding. That doesn't even make any sense. You didn't even get anywhere near me arse.
He sounded disappointed with that one.
But, Nesrin, you are making your way across the room.
Mm-hmm.
And it is only about 5-6 feet away that Fager realizes that, oh, shoot, you are just walking right across the ceiling. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I can see you.
He begins running away. Sounds weird when we're talking about horizontal or vertical surfaces. But, yeah, he begins kind of trying to scuttle away from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going for him.
All right. We'll go ahead and make an athletics check for me.
As you are attempting good at it. Ooh, 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 ooh. That is going to be a 19 plus 5.
All right, so you do manage to catch up with Fager. He is not moving very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Come here, you little spud.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I don't want to have a good time. Grab him right under the armpits. He has armpits.
So yeah, go ahead, and this will be a grapple check.
Okay.
So it will be a strength roll.
That'll be a 19.
So you do manage to grab Fager, despite his wiggly attempts.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, hey, 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 hey,
do you believe that I can see you now?
No, yeah. I am lucky.
I'm just going to do the thing that Agent K does to the pug in the first Men in Black movie. Just shake him around.
And that looks so hilarious because we just like look up. She's like holding nothing, just like shaking. It's like, are you...
All fun aside, don't shake the baby or the potato.
Or the pug.
Especially the potato. Actually, don't shake the pugs. I was going to be like, you can shake the pugs, but no.
I think you can shake a potato.
Cameron, you're a monster. If I ever see you shaking a potato, I am calling PPS.
PPS?
Potato Protection Service.
On your rear end, and you will be in potato jail.
That's the thing. I want to go potato jail. I'll just eat my way out.
Potato jail is just the ground.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot darker.
But still not unfeasible to eat your way out of.
Well, if you close your eyes, dirt can taste just like chocolate.
No.
I think you may have been dropping your chocolate in the dirt too often, Evan.
That explains a lot.
I thought it was just Oreo crust. Oreo crust aside, yes, Nestrin currently has this malicious Spudinator firmly in her grasp, and yeah, is just doing this just back and forth, and he's having a hell of a time with it.
Tell him to turn off the weather.
Yeah, turn off the weather.
No, you can't make me.
And Nestrin, hold him up as he as Nestrin just notches an arrow. If you don't turn off the weather, we'll have one arrow going right between your keys.
Yeah, I'll stop shaking him, and I'll be like, you hear that?
Well, maybe you can see me, but I'm sure the rest of these dunders can't.
So it's either he shoots between my hands, right, Des?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, he misses.
Really, yes, you trust your friend enough to hit the invisible spud, do ya?
Will you stop the weather?
If no!
I prove that I do trust him.
5.
4. I.
3.
No, I hold
him up.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay, turn off. We'll turn off the weather.
All right.
And kind of with a singular thunder.
All right.
Suddenly, the clouds
just straight up dissipate. There is about, like, if you guys climbed 40 feet up on this ziggurat type thing. There's probably about 20 feet of water in the bottom now. The room's about half full.
All right.
Maybe we can now begin negotiating. Now, As we have in the problem we're having here, you can't be hogging all of the magic.
Well, so this is where the brigands just mug me, is it?
No.
No, this is where we talk some sense into you.
How about you chill out? And I'm just holding him. I feel like this is like holding a very ugly baby Yoda.
Oh, you mean a baby Jabba. That's right, Internet. I said it. It's ugly.
Baby Jabba.
With legs instead of a tail. Gross.
I just imagine just a Jabba, but just small.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Make a strength check as... Fager is just, it's essentially throwing a temper tantrum at this point. Just kind of flailing, trying to get out of your arms, as I'm sure the babies in our audience can attest to. When someone's just got you under the armpits, there's not a whole lot to, like, wiggle out of.
Well, that'll be an 11.
All right, so he gets very wiggly, but you just barely manage to...
Come on, I helped raise the kids in my village. I know how this works. I wonder if you're ticklish. Anyways, we'll discuss, shall we? Take a chill pill. Maybe not assume that we're here to mug you, and maybe assume that we're just trapped on this island and we're doing odd jobs so we can get back home. How about that?
Yeah, that's a likely story.
Oh, yeah.
You say you're here to help and you just take everything from us instead.
What have we taken so far?
Hey.
You're trying to take me magic.
Now, in fairness... We didn't really know that's what, well, Old Maggie sort of explained some things, but also sort of didn't. You know how Old Maggie is.
Always the over-explainer, that one!
Asina's having this conversation while Nesrin is upside down holding an invisible thing that he is talking
an
to.
An invisible child.
This is wonderful.
Have you walked, like, towards the center?
Yeah, I've walked towards you guys.
Nesrin just has her arms outstretched.
Upside down.
In a cupping motion, just, yeah.
Now, as I recall, this ley line, if you're not laying on the line, then it's free for everyone, right? And you were laying on the line. That seems a bit rude.
Really, but it's my line.
Okay, but say it doesn't belong to any of us that are not from here. What about the people of your own island here? You're blocking the magic for them?
Well, they were ready to give it away. If they don't want it, they don't deserve it.
So they don't deserve it.
Well, neither do you.
And you will associate with the same people then, so you're saying almost yourself doesn't deserve it.
No. I'm my own self. They were ready to give it up. I'm ready to keep it.
Alright, well, let me put it to you this way. We outsmarted you, and we can very easily just take you over to Old Maggie and be done with this. Or, hear me out, you can change your mind about a few things. First of all, where do you get off to calling my blood dirty?
Well, it is. It's all mixed up. You can't even stay with your own people. They know you're different and you're wrong. You mixtures. Multiple bloods.
Not but he is a human, though.
No. Zernan, I think you might have a point.
What do you mean?
Look at them. They're finally figuring it out. It's finally weaseled their way into their walnut of a brain.
I know.
Can I just slap the air where he would be?
I'd appreciate it if you keep your hands off me arse there.
Des.
Hey, that's not the cabeza. All right.
Can't see where his face is. Why are you holding him upside down then?
Because I'm looking at him and I'm upside down.
All right.
Also, I'd appreciate it if you'd flip my kilt back up.
No. You didn't tell me he was wearing a kilt.
No. He wasn't. He's just kind of covered in rags. The visual gag aside.
Oh, flip it.
Flip it over.
Yeah, there.
No, I want Nesrin to flip Fager over so that he is up right side up while she is still upside down holding him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
That is the image I want for all of our listeners.
Also, stop being a coward. They know where you are. Stop being invisible.
Are you sure they do?
Yes, we almost shot you. He just smacked your bum.
Yeah.
He just shimmers back in.
Hey.
I hope I never become a mother. Jeez.
You just better hope that your kids don't have magic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't, so. Wait, but I did do magic. She just zones out.
Wait. That's a turnip for another stew.
Yeah.
Now that I can see him, I'm going to might as well just Slayer's prey on him right now.
All right.
So this way I know exactly how to hurt him.
So remind me, it tells you of any resistances, immunities?
Well, Slayer's Prey gives me more damage on the person, while Hunter's Sense lets me learn about its immunity resistance.
Oh, okay. Slayer's Prey just gives you the extra damage. Okay.
So in a sense, I look at the creature and I discern how best to hurt it.
However you think you'd go about hurting a potato, you've decided is the best way. Oh, God. You now have that thought in your head. Gonna peel that potato. Yes, he does seem kind of defeated after his thrashing has gone nowhere, and he does seem to be firmly in your all's clutches.
Besides, it's not up to you what people do with magic.
But you're not responsible enough.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
The potato rotates.
Rotating potato.
Potato on a rotisserie.
Rotato the potato.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're right. My people kicked me out. They didn't like me. Lots of people probably don't like me. And that's okay, because you don't like me either.
Here's the thing.
Aw. Osine will remember that. Look, they kicked me out because they thought I was a curse. But I'm better than that. I'm better than them. And I'm better than you. I'm going to use my magic to help people. And sometimes that means giving magic to other people. Because maybe they can help people too. We're done here. Can we, swim out now?
It might be a bit before the water clears out for us to swim out.
Okay,
No, just give me the rope and I'll go through the hole and...
That's a good idea. Do you want me to hold the baby?
Yeah, here, take him.
I also want it to be known. Asin is definitely keeping him arms fully outstretched away from kicking range.
The potato just flails. No, he's much more subdued now. A bit defeated almost. And as Nesrin's beginning to accumulate the rope, Asin figures kind of imagining a potato shuddering in it.
The potato is cold.
It's uncomfortable. But the potato gives a shudder.
I'm going to have to record what happens when you roast a potato, like the little screen.
Oh, that's just the water escaping.
Yeah, right?
That's not water, guys. That's not water.
Ah, put me down.
You promise not to run off?
I don't know if you were paying attention, lad, but running wasn't exactly my specialty.
Yeah, I'll catch you again. And then I'll tickle you. She says as she's, like, climbing out of the hole.
That sounds terrible.
It is terrible.
It's true, she will. Asin's done. It's a terrible thing to see, man.
A look of horrible realization dawns upon Asin's face. He sets down Fager and then he stands straight up. Nesrin's tickle monster. It all makes sense.
Bum, 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 bum. You thought the real monster was out there. It was in here.
Okay. So he does set him down.
He's the dejected potato. That's my new band name now.
Do you mean Portal 2?
Yeah. I'm a potato.
Oh, goodness gracious. The dejected potato goes over to the steps. And as he begins going down the steps, of course, halfway down, he meets the water. But as he goes to take the next step into the water suddenly, it's below that step. And boop, below the next step.
Oh. Boop,
below the next step. Crazy!
Wow!
Hey, Nesrin, I don't think we need the rope anymore.
What?
Yeah, I think Faye just got rid of it.
Okay.
What's up there, though?
Yeah, what's up here?
Did you find a new optional secret upgrade for your run-through?
I know, it's one of those things where you have to collect like 6 of them for it to give you any benefit.
You have collected nothing.
Exactly.
You have unlocked secret 1 of 98. Ah!
Ben, are there any collectibles up here?
Find a rock shaped like a potato.
Heck yeah, I take that rock.
You've acquired one potato rock. No, it's it's a very Very long. Oh God, very long shaft is what I was going to say.
Tell us more about our long shafts in our fantasy game.
Well, if you guys would stop playing with the shaft and...
I don't know, I got 17 of them, though. By the way, can I collect my arrow I shot out there, Bigo?
I will say that as the water goes down and Fager is making his way, you guys do see the arrows and darts and rocks, if you were so inclined.
I do want to go back to that, like, what is up there.
But this extensive... mine shaft, like space. it's been the real monster this whole time. It just extends vertically through the rock for a very long ways. You suspect it may go all the way to the top of the curved part of the barrow, even.
Oh.
Perhaps. But it seems to just be smooth stone all the way up there.
It's like in... the tunnel. This isn't worth it. I've seen it's. This is a really long way to go.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to turn off the magic?
No, don't turn off the magic. She presses herself in.
Turn off the okay.
No, please. Stop. I'm gonna climb out, and then you can turn off the magic.
All right.
All right. I'm gonna climb down.
I'll help you off the ceiling.
Thank you. Can I just, like, step on your hands?
Sure.
And then you just lower me.
Oh, God, you're stuck to his hands.
That's what happened last time. That's why he used so much effort to throw me.
Wait, flings you off again, splats in the ceiling again. Magic turns off.
Ow.
All right, I'm turning the magic off, and then when he does dispel the spell,
yeah,
the little, like, follicles on your fingertips actually don't go back in. They just fall off.
Ugh. Oh no, now they're in my shoes.
Yeah, you're gonna have to clean out your socks on that one.
Oh no.
Or you're gonna have to invent socks and then clean them out again.
That makes me think of these follicles, how you didn't need to worry about taking your shoes off. They just grew like through the shoe.
Oh god.
It's just like, oh, I wasn't expecting that at all.
You've effectively ruined my shoes now.
Well, it's okay, they're just leather shoes, so...
I like to point out that in the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie, they didn't really do anything with the shoes. He was just able to use them with his spider abilities for some reason.
Was actually because Tobey Maguire, as a person, had an extra toe that just gave him perfect grip.
I thought he was self-conscious about not having his bare feet on film.
Yeah, you see, the best part about Tobey Maguire...
That's the great thing. That extra toe can reach through the shoe.
The best part about Tobey Maguire being Spider-Man is that he didn't need any visual effects to do all the Spider-Man stuff. He just was able to do them.
This Spider-Man.
But back to Fager. Fager, upon reaching the bottom of the floor, the water just suddenly is not there.
Ah, he's run off.
Magic, kids. No, the water's not there. Fager still is. And he makes his way over to the little spring outlet that had been coming from the other side of the room. And even as the rest of the water dissipated, the stream left flowing through the little channels was still flowing there. Are you all still on top of the pyramid at this point?
At this point, I think we're starting to follow him.
Yeah, I've, like, taken off my shoes and I'm, like, shaking them out as I'm walking down the stairs. I'm like, that's so weird. But cool. Like
eyelashes fall out.
Ew.
Yeah, there's more on, there's more on your feet than on your hands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes more sense.
Sky, you're going with the group for this? All right.
Yeah. Going to find my dart.
Find it in the corner. You are all kind of standing around Fager as he goes up to this little spring outlet and has his grubby hands. Scott, we've been very mean on his descriptors. He's a less malicious potato now.
Oh, okay. At least. It was the defensive thing.
Now he's a gloomy potato.
I just keep picturing Dobby.
Yeah.
Definitely if
Dobby
were lumpier.
Oh, wait,
no,
it'd be creature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm? Okay. It'd be creature, which was the Black family's house.
Oh, yes, yes. Very much like a lumpier creature.
The only house hope that made sense.
But as he reaches up to this spring outlet, suddenly what had been just this little hole in the wall and the spring water coming out of it, there's now a large cork sticking in the wall that you only realize is there as he's reaching up for it.
Maybe you're right. And maybe it's time. But, well, if it all hits the fan, I'm blaming you. I'm blaming you all anyway.
I kind of figured we would have a say either way.
I hate you guys.
As he grabs the cork and with all the strength the spud can muster. But he gives it a little... And his cork pops out of the wall. And suddenly, the water that had been just regular-looking spring water beforehand, flowing out now that this cork has been removed, is sparkly.
Ooh.
Just glistening. And for most of you, it looks as if it's glistening in a light that you're not even really sure where the light's coming from. Nesrin, if you're still wearing the mask, yeah. It looks very bright.
Oh, whoa.
It's kind of like if god rays were flowing like water at that point. It's very, very shiny.
That's so cool.
Well, that's weird.
Wow.
Doesn't want to try to like stick his like, finger in it.
And as you do, it's very cold and crisp and refreshing, and even just this poking it with your finger, you feel almost like, yeah, you just had a really good drink and you feel better.
He just keeps doing that. Hey guys, you gotta try this out. It's cool.
It's not for washing your hands, lad.
Okay, okay. Takes more to poke at before walking away.
So what does it do?
Well,
it looks tasty, but I bet it's not as fresh and crisp as the Highland Springs.
I mean, you can't get better than the Highland Springs. It's directly melted from the snow melt, right?
I don't know. That was pretty fresh and crisp when I touched it.
You can't. Do you have tongues on your hands?
I don't think I do. I could feel it, though.
It's when we cut to a picture of Desernin's hand, and it's actually just five tongues.
No, it's...
I told you you were different, boy! What? I'm clapping! But to Osin's question regarding it, Fager answers.
This would be the pure essence of the magical nature of the land itself flowing around. So I don't know about your Highland glacial melt waters, but I assure you this be the crispest. It's crispy, okay?
Oh, aye. The best water is the crispy water.
Ice?
And I'm sure...
Not always.
It's just a little bit of ice. You know how you just have like little ice shavings or maybe cubes? You know?
That's a little bougie.
Like you take a big chunk of ice and you pit it a bunch, and then you got a bunch of little ice.
That makes sense. That tracks.
Wait, you mean you don't just get the like a gallon of water, then get the biggest piece of ice you can fit in there?
Oh wow!
No, what? All right, you're making it sound like I'm one of those bougie people who collects their rainwater in a bucket and then pours it out over like a little segmented tray and then freezes those individually. Who does that? That's barbaric and a waste of time.
I'm not saying either of us do that.
I can't. Done.
Podcast okay. Over.
Time.
The long and short of this is that Asin would really like to get a taste of that magic.
It's the much shorter version before we invent ice cubes. But yes, you would be able to reach down and scoop a handful and drink this. And it is very invigorating. You can kind of think, I hope everyone has seen the extended edition of The Lord of the Rings, because my God, who doesn't want to spend 12 hours being a nerd in a day? But the water in Fangorn Forest that they drink... That has a kind of unearthly vitality around it. And yes, it seems to be incredibly refreshing to you. And in fact, you regain 4 hit points.
Ooh, fancy.
Because I was a little mean with the lightning on you.
Oh no, Asin deserved it. He was an idiot.
How does it taste?
Oh my God. It tastes like... You know how when you get a good vegetable and it's real crispy?
Uh-huh.
That feeling, but with water, and also with that ice thing.
Ooh.
And then also, there's just a little bit of algae, and it's just, it's throwing off the palate a little bit. The magic is not,
Here, let me try it. I'm going to take a drink from it.
It's a good taste. It's just that, No, it's Asphaltic. No, it's not as good as the Highland melt. Highland spring water melt.
Oh my god, Osine managed to talk himself into liking the Highland water more. Goodness gracious.
But he's deserted, a water snob.
You also take a handful of this after poking it, and you will regain 3 hit points.
I like that. I haven't had much Highland water, but this is pretty good.
No, I'm lying. It's way better, but I can't let him know that.
Skye, do you think we should just let them drink the water and then see what happens to them later?
You can have some too.
Wasn't talking to you.
We're having a secret conversation over here. This is girl talk. Go away.
Here, see, we'll have our own secret conversation.
Girl talk. Go away.
Right. Now get onto the table.
All right.
Now just mind your own business.
Guys, when can I come out?
I think we should just let them do it.
Yeah.
Besides, they're the ones that are. And she kind of like makes like the like little like finger thing behind her ears to be like indicate they're pointy.
Right. Maybe it'll either do less or more to them.
We're just like watching them do this. It's like cool.
All right. So anyway, we do have to bring you back to
Maggie.
What was her name? Thank you. Yep, that's her name.
I love the wrist check for a name.
Yeah. I'm like, are you trying to go for a time? But it looks like you're trying to think of a name. Maggie O'Clock.
He was trying to decide if he wanted to play charades.
I'm terrible at charades.
Tap your wrist for syllables, I think. I've never played charades.
I never get them right.
I doubt we have time for charades.
No.
But, I only mostly immediately regret this decision.
Oh, come on, we'll walk our way over there.
Terrible house guests. I would like you all to leave now.
I guess our job is done since he undid the thing.
All right, but don't be laying on the line anymore, because then we won't know whose is what's.
And we'll probably be sent back here, and we'll have to do more than just...
You'll have to see us again, and you know what's going to happen if you have to see me again. And she lifts up her hands and then, like, wiggles her fingers.
Dez leans in, figure.
You don't want to experience it, trust me.
What are you still doing here?
That's a good question.
I am done here. Dez just starts walking towards the exit. You guys coming?
Here. Osine grabs a rock and does a quick little rune on it. Here, this means fish. That's yours.
Figure just takes it with a very puzzled look on his face.
That's your fish rock now. You're welcome.
All right. It don't seem like it swims very well.
All right, well, my work here is done.
So, Desertin, you were walking back up the hallway?
Yeah, kind of waiting for everyone else to join me, but that's I start walking towards that direction.
Asina is quick to follow on that one.
Nesrin and Skye, what are you two doing?
Nesrin's just looking at rocks. So I'm just waiting for her to be like...
I'm stacking rocks.
Just like, you good?
Yeah, I gotta make a thing first. I'll catch up.
Is she doing that rock stacking thing again?
No, I'm just stacking rocks.
I saw Skye doing it too. I mean, look, her paws are over there.
It's so weird when you're walking through a trail in the middle of like the forest, and then you come across a boulder and sitting right on that boulder, as if perfectly positioned to mock you and everything you stand for, is a pile of stones, just in a pillar, about 6 or 7 high.
It's supposed to show you where the path is,
so you don't get lost.
I never knew that. No one ever told me what they meant.
An existential crisis. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have knocked all of them over then.
Oh, is that what they mean? I've just been stacking them because I thought they were fun.
Maybe I got kicked out because I was a dick.
No, it's just because you kept stacking all of the rocks.
So, Faga, can I have a little bit of the water?
Well, it seemed like such a big deal that it was for everybody now.
I don't know. You seemed like it was a really big deal that mortals can't have it, so I thought I'd ask first.
Well, if you're going to ask me, then no one can have anything. It's all mine. No. Oh, we just went over this.
Okay. Are you all right?
I'm very tired.
We talked about it. And you just want us to go, huh? Okay.
Come on, let's leave the poor potato alone.
Okay, we'll go. Let's go. I'll leave.
Do you take any of the water?
Yeah, I put a little bit in my water skin.
You don't drink it right now? No. Just, okay.
Because I want to see what happens to the pointy dudes first.
They're the test subjects.
Well, we get superpowers, but you have to drink it straight from the well, otherwise it doesn't work.
We're special.
It's just from down the hallway, suddenly here. Oh god, I'm on fire! It makes you spontaneously combust!
I'm like the human torch! But I'm burning!
Nesrin, you do have a little bit in your skin, and...
Can I have enough for me and Sky?
We'll say you can hold it down there for a moment. Glug, glug, glug. Cool.
Yes. Good four glugs. Pull it back up.
There we go.
So, if we're not fully human or seeing... Well, what part of us do you think we are, then?
You're part fae!
It's been pretty obvious for a while. Especially for you. You had that panic attack when we got here.
Yeah.
Saying that you had seen this place in your dreams and from your memory as a child.
I mean, doesn't everyone have that deja vu moment every now and then?
No.
Not like that.
Only when I've been somewhere where I've been
before.
No,
I've never even heard of that word!
I'll be honest, I didn't have that experience at all when we came here.
Yeah, but you got the pointy ears too.
Maybe it's a different part of me that's different.
I guess it might be different for me. Yeah, but then you learned to talk to the trees before I could.
Well, that's because me mother taught me and I actually listened.
Right, and I never knew me father.
What?
No,
strike that, reverse it.
No, I never knew me father.
No.
Discerning. If I'm remembering your backstory correctly, I think it was your father that raised you.
It was my dad that raised me and your mom that raised you.
Got it.
It's okay. Well, anyways, you never had a mom?
No, never did.
Well, I mean, yeah. There was an idea that you guys were changelings. You wouldn't know if you were, though. I don't know, but you're still human.
Yeah, like my father was human, though. And he told me that he is my father.
Was your mother human or seen?
Well, yeah.
What about your dad?
Oh, my mother never wanted me to talk about that lion cheating backstabbing son of a bitch ever again.
Oh,
that
was a string of words.
Yep, her words, not mine. But, you know, she's dead now, so it's, you know, a thing. My dad's probably dead too, now that I think about it.
All right, my dad's too. My dad's dead as well.
Oh, would you like to... What are we talking about?
You two are so weird. Nothing's changed, Sky.
Nothing's changed. They're still just as weird.
They're still just weird.
You want some water?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
We'll wait a bit longer.
Yeah, wait a little longer.
Wait, guys, what happens when we get to the face door?
The face door?
The door that was a face.
Oh, the face door.
Oh.
We're on the opposite side of him now.
And it is as Dizernan's beginning to ponder this that, yeah, you guys reach the point in the hall that suddenly it just looks like smooth stone there.
Walk up to it, kind of give a knock.
Hmm.
Oi, it's us. Could you let us back out?
You hear the click, click, click of fluttering stone eyes again.
I don't see anything.
We're behind you.
Knocking from the inside.
It's the hole. Like, wall kind of shudders a bit before it begins splitting.
Oh, thank goodness.
Aye, that's still unsettling.
It is. Anyways, it just does gets out.
So we walk out, Nesrin just, like, looks at the mouth when she's... Or looks at the face, and she's like, did she get a little bit of indigestion?
You taste different coming up than going down.
That'd be a yes.
You know, there's very few things that are the same going up as coming down. But when you find it, it's rather magical, ain't it? Like good barbecue. Anyway.
And it is at this point you all begin exiting through the entrance of the barrow.
Peggy's just standing there.
Bad full time. Well, and yes, as you are leaving the large doorway on one of the fallen over pillars is the familiar hunched form of old Maggie. Sitting there with her hands folded across her lap, and she lets loose a little.
Oh, I knew you could do it! It took your sweet time, however.
You never told us about the cube that was blocking the door. That threw us for a ringer for a bit.
Well, I figured you were the creative bunch, and you'd find a way around it. After all, a cube's only got 6 sides. It's the 7th one you got to worry about. That'd be the inside over there, lad.
I wouldn't know. I never had the pleasure.
Ah, well, I hear you're missing out on a jolly jello time.
That's right. It got pretty fun after a bit.
Yeah, I could tell, and that kind
except for the last one.
Hey, hit your head real hard.
No, it hurt just to be inside of it.
Oh, well. That's kind of what I thought. It'd be like from the beginning.
Don't knock it till you try it.
What are we talking about?
It's good to see you, old Maggie.
What? That's just like it's good to see you along with you two. It's like, what are you talking about?
And in one piece is... And in one piece as well. As good as can be hoped. And... You can tell from the very air. The magic's flowing again. You've done a good job. And...
He was a weaselly little fella, but we were able to talk some sense into him.
Oh, well, I'm glad you learned how to use your words.
Aye, yeah, yeah.
We did solve that without violence.
Well, there was...
Well, we did throw stuff at him.
There was...
And threaten him to shoot him.
And we did grab him and shake him a bit.
Well, now remember, it goes excessive violence is unnecessary. Excessive violence is fine. It's all about the proper application.
Just the right amount of violence.
Well, you've all done a good job. I want you to know, your grandma's proud of you.
Aww.
And it is with that pride swelling in your chest
that if, metaphorically, we were playing a tabletop RPG, you would gain one level of experience.
Yay!
Level 4.
As Maggie just says F you to any kind of fourth wall. In the meantime, the group of... You are intrepid now. I'll stop calling you inept.
Yay!
Yes!
Reached some level of adequacy.
Congratulations, you're adequate.
Hey, that's the most thing.
And as you all do join Maggie in the warm afternoon sun outside, metaphorically level up.
Oh, good. It was really damp and cold for a long time.
Yeah.
It's the one downside to a kilt.
But less chafing.
I know, I words like my leggings.
Words of wisdom. I don't know, I'm in a skirt.
We will catch up with all you beautiful listeners and players once again on the next episode of The Isle of Destiny.
Of Dice and Myths is inspired by Earth history and mythology. Within these stories, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed are fictitious. Any resemblances with actual persons living or deceased
or undead,
places, buildings, and products are not intended or historically accurate or should be inferred.